you agree with that? And if that be the case, with the problems the children are having in the world at the minute with coping with life, do you think that a new way of educating them might be preferable?
Your question has many questions within it.
Yes, I know. I tried to condense it for you.
We have plenty of time. I will try to answer it in sections.
Thank you.
Will the physical body evolve further? Well, it really depends on how the Earth's atmosphere changes. The survival of the fittest, the law of Earth, will continue. I'm afraid if perhaps you are completely flooded and you don't grow gills, then I think you've got a problem.
I think so.
However, there are essences of this. You say that the role of man is to become more spiritual. Yes, it's true. It has never been any other way. You have always been here to be more spiritual. The purpose of life is to experience all aspects of feeling and of being, and to develop your psychic side. Well, who cares? As I said earlier, your psychic side is an observation of your spirituality. Yes, it's helpful. Yes, it gives you seers and those with second sight. But the spirituality is the name of the game. It is the experience of life. And then you referred to the children. By Jove, I think they know more than the adults. Do you think they do?
Yes.
That's right. Are they confused? I don't think so. Whatever. It seems to me that although many of them do not have a seeming depth to them, they are riding the wave of change rather well. Any electronic equipment which you can't use, I bet they can. So I wonder what problems you referred to, my friend.
I think I'm referring to the education system as it is. There are many children that struggle in schools because they're being forced to work, as you said, a very linear way. And education is very pigeonholed.
Well, education is of course directed directed by materiality, by achievement of status within the community. It is not always pushed for education of the spiritual self. Ashrams and other such spiritual schools endeavour to do that with the young people. However, the motivation behind such things usually end up to be material. And therefore, the balancing process between spirituality and materiality, which is required for survival, is really imbalanced. And therefore, the moral codes which are taught are sometimes gone astray. This is the issue of the current education system throughout the world, not only throughout the UK. The education system of spirituality has been solely left to the family, to the guidance of the community, and the education for material life has been given to institutions. As I mentioned, some of this has become symbiotic, but this has also been criticized by many a pundit. I wonder whether there has been changes to the education system. But of course, there are two forms of education, Socratic and Confucian. Socrates said, "I think this, what do you think?" Confucianism referred to, "I am older, more experienced, and therefore this is the answer." You will see the difference between the East and the West in this case. Socratic seems to be more a Western ideal. However, have you noticed how Confucianism has a rather large element within the education of the West? And so I say, the system is changing. But my friend referred to earlier the amount of free will. That is the key to your soul.
Thank you.
Question from the lady on the front here.
Right, may I come back again?
Of course.
Just occasionally, you meet someone and you're just so comfortable with them. It's as if you've known them all your life. And you find yourself saying to the other person, and perhaps say to you, "I'm sure we must have met in a previous life." Would that or could that have been a recognition of that fact?
Well, that's rather a personal question, which I will answer with your permission. I believe that you are referring to a friendship rather than a partnership case for others, not just for you. Is that okay?
Yes, yes.
I do not wish to offend anybody. Well, it is a fact that we are all cut from the same block. We are all spiritual beings. And therefore, it is not unusual for you to find somebody which radiates the same resonance as you, where they have decided to incarnate in similar circumstances, where the synchronicity seems to click. Your shared goals, your brotherhood and sisterhood, is upon the same pathway. And as such, you may refer to the ideal that we have incarnated somewhere before, in another life, in a fairy tale castle, with a white horse. And I'm sorry, but anyway. It is simply that you recognize and identify yourself with a fellow human being. Whether you have incarnated with that person in another life is really a simple matter of your own self-belief and understanding.
Thank you. Thank you very much.